Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead, and the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, service, family members worldwide. Welcome. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 331, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, beloved, we are reading 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verses 10 through 19, and 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 18 through 39. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this magnificent morning. And thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayers that we already prayed in an earlier meeting, prayer meeting. And I give you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. And now, Lord, I do pray that you would prepare us not only to pray to you and to come boldly to your throne of grace, but to pray to you to make sure our hearts are right as we approach your holy word. So, Lord, for those of us who are saved, have continued mercy and grace, Lord, upon us. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness in word, thought, and deed. We plead the precious blood of Christ. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. And grant us your energy and your strength to pray and to read your holy word. We pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts from your holy word and help us to remember it, to meditate on it, to hide it in our hearts and to obey it and apply it to our lives, the principles thereof, and the providence thereof. For one of the biggest things we learn from your word is about your providence and your sovereign will. And we pray that you'll help us to submit to it. Help us to teach your holy word to others so that they can grow thereby in a discipleship way, and then, Lord, grant us your energy and your strength, your unction and your anointing, your fire from on high to preach your holy gospel to those who don't know your Savior. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure in reading in your hearing and the hearing of my family here live the eternal word of God. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy Bible, first at First Chronicles chapter 11 verses 10 through 19. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom and with all Israel to make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had, Jashabiam and Hagmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. He was with David at Pas Damim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a parcel of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. And they set themselves in the midst of that parcel and delivered it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord saved them by a great deliverance. Now three of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David into the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, that is, at the gate." And the three brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord and said, "My God forbid it me that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it." And therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mightiest. Now, beloved, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 18 through 39. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, pardon me, was chief among three, and he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them, and had the name among three. Was he not most honorable of three? Therefore he was their captain. Howbeit he attained not unto the first three. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among 3 mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first 3, but he attained not to the first 3, and David set him over his guard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah, the Haradite. Elikah, the Haradite. Helez, the Peltite. Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. Abiezer, the Anathothite. Mebunai, the Hushathite. Zamon, the Ahohite. Mahara, the Netophathite. Heleb, the son of Baana, a Netophathite. Ittai, the son of Ribai, out of Gibeah, of the children of Benjamin. Benaiah, the Pirathonite. Hidai, of the brooks of Gaash. Abiel, Bon, the Abathite. Asmaveth, Bahumite. Eliaba, the Shalbonite, of the sons of Jashan, Jonathan. Shema, the Harite, Haram, the son of Shara, the Harite. Eliphelet, the son of Ahasabai, the son of the Maachathite. Eliam, the son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite. Hezri, the Carmelite. Paarai, the Arbite. Egal, the son of Nathan of Zobah. Benai, the Gadite. Zelek, the Ammonite. Naharai, the Berathite. Amabara, to Joab, the son of Zeruiah. Ira, an Ithrite. Garb, an Ithrite. Uriah, the Hittite. 37 in all. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Help us to remember it. Help us to hide it in our hearts and help us to meditate on it and help us to live by it and to apply it to our lives. And help us to use it to help others, to teach your holy word to others in a discipleship way, and to proclaim and preach your holy gospel to the lost so that they will be saved. Help them to listen to the gospel right now. And Lord, open their blinded eyes and stop their deaf ears and save their souls today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead service family members, brothers and sisters, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 900. And we thank God for allowing us to get to this, another great milestone. And we give God all of the glory. And I want to thank my youngest son, Daniel Ezekiel White, who in the beginning was hesitant to take on this great task, but he soon thereafter settled down and has done a wonderful job. And we give God the glory and praise and honor for allowing us to see the milestone of episode number 900 in the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it, the understanding of it, based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And so, beloved, the aim of this podcast has always been, pardon me, now for 900 episodes, that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and saved from the eternal burning hell by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Today, beloved, we're reading Zechariah chapter 11, verse 17. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word. Fill us with the fullness, the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, your strength and energy to read your holy word, to understand it, to comprehend it, and to apply it to our lives, and to teach it to others, and to preach your holy gospel to others, that they may come to know your Savior. Lord, help those who are gathered around the world right now to hear the gospel after I share from this passage. And I pray that you would save their souls. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 17. Woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 11, verse 17. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it with the help of the power of the Holy Ghost and the Bible Knowledge Commentary, edited by Dr. Walvoord and Dr. Zuck. Thus the foolish shepherd is also a worthless shepherd, who rightfully deserves the condemnation pronounced against him. Woe! The arm indicates his strength, and the eye his intelligence. The foolish plottings of the worthless shepherd will be annulled when the true shepherd returns. Pardon me. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to learn the lessons you want us to learn from this passage. And help us to be aware, unfortunately, that we have shepherds among us who are bad shepherds. The blind leading the blind. God have mercy. And this is the reason why we're in the mess we're in today. And we pray that the shepherds and the people will come to know your Savior, confess their sins, and repent, and be set free. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, as always, in the standing between the living and the dead service, we read what I call the family verses, or at least we read a portion of the family verses found in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6, where God speaks to every person in the family as to what they should do. He does not give suggestions. He does not give advice. He gives commandments. And if we would obey his commandments in the family, we would have peace in our lives and in our families, and things would be much sweeter than what they are. Today we're reading Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, where God is speaking directly to children. Be they young or old, God will bless you if you do right by your parents. Verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. That pretty much says it all. I've said many things regarding this passage, but I cannot emphasize to you, children, it does not matter how old you are, it does not matter how educated you are, it does not matter how much money you have, it does not matter whether you feel like doing it or not. Obey God's word in this area, and God will bless your life. And not only that, your children will, when they become grown and on their own, will honor you as well and be a blessing to you. After I got saved, I, of course, sent some money home and made things right with my dad, apologized to him for my lost days, and I didn't have to apologize to my mother other than the situation with the car that I used in a robbery, and it got beat up and to make a long story short, we went out with a rubber hammer to try to beat the dent out, and the one window that was in the AT&T building and Bell South building, she was happy. She happened to pass by and saw us out there doing it, and it broke her heart. So I apologize to her for that. And then later on, when God had blessed me to become a best-selling author, I was able to send my mother money, significant amounts of money. After my dad died, and she needed it, and so forth. Well, let me tell you, and my children were little at the time when I sent her that money, but God honored that, because my children I have three who are grown and on their own, and on their own, they have sent back to me probably 100 times more than when I sent to my mother. So honor your parents. Apologize where you're wrong. Show respect towards them, no matter how you may feel about this or that. And love them, and thank God for them, and be a blessing where you can. And God will bless your life. Now, beloved, let's do something else that we always do, and that is pray for others. Pardon me. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those who don't know you as Savior. I pray, Lord, for the revival of the saved, the salvation of those who don't know you as Savior. I pray, Lord, for the healing of the sick and the comfort of the grieving. Across this country and around the globe, and in our communities, in our families, in our churches, and in our individual lives. And Holy Father God, I pray for every person who names the name of Christ. Have mercy and grace upon us all, and forgive us of our sins of not obeying your great commandment or your great commission. Help us to truly repent and begin to obey both. Help us also to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love, in a very real sense. And then, Holy Father God, we pray for all of those who are in government, the ministry of government, from the president on down, and it doesn't matter to us whether they are Democrat or Republican or independent. And for all government officials, we pray for their salvation. We pray that you would cast the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Help them to turn, Lord, their wicked hearts to your holy word, and to do it for their own good and for the good of the people. And Holy Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray for all Christians who are being persecuted in America and other parts of the world. Deliver them, save them, provide for them, help them to get back to a safe area. And at the same time, grant them your grace for their trying hours and for their possibly dying hours, if that be your will, for them to become martyrs. And Holy Father God, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the millions of people who are hurting today during the coronavirus plague, pandemic, and we pray for some by name, families that are hurting. We pray that you will comfort them and draw them to yourself for salvation. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of New York designer Jennifer Arnold, for the family and friends of Rhode Island resident Michael Fassel, for the family and friends of New Hampshire pastor Robert Haynes. And we pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Virginia mechanic John Foster. We pray for the family and friends of Tennessee resident Amanda Perry. And then, Lord, we pray for some prayer requests that have come in, but we also pray for the thousands of folks who have sent in prayer requests down through the years. Thank you for the privilege of praying for each and every one of them repeatedly. And thank you for the thousands of answers to prayer. And we pray now for the salvation and spiritual family life, financial and material protection and provision, mental and physical blessings upon all of these people still today, as well as the new people that we're praying for right now. And we pray that you will hear and answer their prayers and hear and answer our prayers for them. And now, Lord, we pray specifically for Pastor Bushibi. Please open up new ways for their school in constructing better buildings and programs for learning and administration. Lord, we pray also for Claudio. Please bring his family salvation, restoration, finances, legal proceedings, ministry, liberation from inequity, and health issues. And Lord, we pray for the people who have gotten saved through the ministry and the people who have rededicated their life through the ministry. Help them all to grow in the faith and to stand strong. We pray for the thousands who have made a profession of faith in you through the preaching of this gospel, your gospel from this pulpit. And Lord, we pray that you'll help them all to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Juanita, Sarah, Woto, Jose, and Francisco. And Lord, we pray also for those who have recommitted their lives to you. And this is something, Lord, that we have never given any invitations for. Yet people wrote in and told us they came back to you from the preaching of your holy word. And we thank you for that. Lord, we pray for Dr. Morris. We pray for Shul. We pray for Lily. We pray for Wheelie. And Lord, we pray for Margaret as well. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. My dear friends, I have to preach the Word of God and the Gospel in about 11 minutes. So I bid you farewell. Pray without ceasing. And we'll see you next time. God bless. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, that whosoever believeth in him, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, the word believeth means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish, that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Mm.
Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.